evening, truckers everywhere, especially those loading up at the Genosis. And of course, the other ones who are hunting Thargoid sites for this week. We are Hotten. This is a radio station. We might be live, and by Alvin's missing left nut, it's a bit personal, but we've got a show for you this evening.
Mike Oxlong here, and just in case you didn't recognise him, that was a little Dick Chafing. We are joined, as usual, in the newsroom by the biggest pair of snockers this side of Costa del Sol, and a guest presenter, all the way from Van Maanen Star. We are welcoming Willie B. Hardigan and his big hot box.
Thank you, Mike. Long time listener, first time talker.
Well, everyone has to start somewhere. Often it's a derivate, but sometimes it's right here at Hutton. We're looking forward to your in-depth expose of the hotbox and all that it entails, but first, we have, as ever, those wonderful headlines.
Focus on the Gnosis as it loads in small doses.
When 19 means 20 and 18 is plenty, no time to weep as we elect to lose the keep.
Band, band as wedding plans get canned.
All the latest from Van Maanen Star Spa and Juice Bar, courtesy of Team Hotbox.
Poking their Genosis in the heart of the Thargoids. It's Canon Interstellar!
And I'm trying to untangle the woven web of wonder that is Hutton's influence master plan.
And while I'm trying not to snigger at Snookers, I'm going to grab Flossy CG by the diddly doo dahs and diddly dah the doo.
Oh, I can't wait to hear you diddly-da-the-do. Scientists this week working for Dr. Arkanen and Canon Interstellar have, after the recent visit to Mitterrand Hollow, and in preparation for the jump to uncharted space, performed a full spectral analysis of the hull of the Genosis. When analyzed, they found a hidden layer of paint below the ship's name boards. The ship appears to be the remains of the Golgi-Franken Arc B. Ongoing studies are attempting to determine where Canon found the ship lying around and exactly who renamed it, as well as archaeological works behind the bulkheads to attempt to discover ancient accountancy Abaki? We think that's the plural of abacus, as it sounds less of a mouthful than abacuses. Rolls of red tape and a very valuable stash of rubber stamps. In a twist whose irony isn't lost on many people, the Genosis is working hard to accommodate an additional passenger manifest of a few thousand passengers, complete with fully engineered fertilances, a massive stock of drag munitions, and reverberating cascade weapons and the obligatory penetrator munitions. And of course, standard fare for galactic explorers. The head chef on the ship, one Michel Roux, late great descendant of a once famous Earth kitchen maestro, is now stocking up on salt, as we understand from the boffins that there will be plenty to go round once we arrive. The rest of the galaxy are looking forward to a week salt-free experience, as it appears that only the passengers aboard the Geosis, other than a handful of really hardcore explorers, will be pirates. Lots and lots of pirates, who will be spending the first week blowing each other up, the second week in a long facepalm when they realise that the ship's out there for 4 weeks, the third trying to find a way out, the fourth holding the captain hostage and demanding they be returned to the bubble, and the fifth wondering why they are floating all on their own in deep space with no way home. What wonders will the Genosis see? Is there life beyond the permit lock? Are there deep space hermits, megaships, brain trees, and ancient ruins? Will mysteriously pilots from the NPC Federation be able to jump in and out of the area at will and declare that their for all that juicy cargo, or will it be filled with a man eating eight-legged beings with large probes and no lubrication? Or, of course, just a lot of rocky planets to take selfies on. We will, of course, be keeping long-range communications open as the Geonosis goes where no man has gone before, seeking out strange new life and new civilizations, boldly tinfoiling where no one has tinfoiled before.
In his parting mission before moving to the next phase of his retirement, we understand he has bought one of those knee pad things to keep his aching joints pain-free as he does the gardening, and is developing a taste for Horlicks at bedtime. The Major General is spearheading a plan to remove everything useless from space. No, we don't mean he's banning the sales of ECM systems, docking computers and manifest scanners. He has his eye on Velo Keep, which we don't want to. Keep, that is. The first in a series of well-planned elections to convince political opponents that the Keep would make a nice addition to their portfolio will be completing this week. And his campaign bus is emblazoned with the words, "Vote for them! They're great!" and "Hexit, the magic solution." He's hoping some wise guys have their eye on the prize to gain a clean sweep and gain the Keep. Meanwhile, Hutton's Hotbox team are inventing a new way of counting to combat the reduction in the number of Hutton-owned systems from 20 to 18 this week, claiming that, whilst their name isn't on the door, they're the ones that stood behind the door with a big baseball bat regardless of who puts their John Hancock on the documents for the Duke of Kent. They are the little finger to the Baratheons, the Grand Vizier to the Sultan, the Oscar Zoroaster Frederick Isaac Norman Henkel Emmanuel Ambrose Diggs behind the Colonel, and the Keith Harris to the Orville. For large volumes of 18 and small volumes of 20, 18 tends to 20. And just for a few weeks, Hutton will be confirming that the old adage from the Elite Troll Facebook page that we are indeed the biggest losers in the galaxy. Oh, and we really want the Don to hurry up and reoccupy his summer palace in Wolf 359, as the place is making everything look a little untidy now.
The galaxy woke up to the news over the last 24 hours that due to an inability to either keep away from horizontal or, depending on the gravity of the situation, vertical, jogging in with a newt, just about everyone who asks nicely, of course, simply a lack of control over the media is unheard of in Imperial space. We still have a warrant out for Commander Witherspoon of Galnet News for exposing things that they feel are best left well covered up. The forthcoming hitching of a princess to a federal cart horse has hit a snag. Namely, that her fiancé foolishly fell for her without checking the facts behind her faith has now fallen out of fornicular infidelity. Whilst no one outside of her inner circle, and whilst we understand it is infrequently full, gives two hoots, the media are attempting to stir up a storm and use it as an excuse for a grand old battle. As a man once said, the Federation and Empire decided to have some strife because Tweedled Fed said, Some strife because Tweedled Fed said Impty Dum had spoiled his own soon-to-be wife. Whilst a little consensual PvP is all well and good, we assume that her suitor hadn't paid any attention to the part of her imperial life listed in the manual under Bacchalian Orgies, or the Beginner's Guide to Functional Promiscuity for Royalty. The imperial line has more bastards in it than Erevet on the annual noob hunt, and the average prince or princesses have more nighttime visitors than a Brit's skin on holiday when he forgets to put up the mosquito net. It puts up the queuing system at Hutton during a CG to say shame. After you, no, I insist, after you, my good fellow. The worst effect of this is the last week's winner of the Battle of the Bands, Yin Yeti, have had their gig cancelled. Their rider turned down their pass to the wedding revoked. Of course, they had insisted on a sizeable deposit from the wedding organiser. They are intending on keeping the whole damned lot, which has earned them a bounty around Akinar that would put the Don to shame. The wedding planner has had a nervous breakdown, having just successfully managed via some complex trigonometry a best path analysis software from Universal Cartographics completed the seating plan and used a tri-gimbaled neural-linked precision cake piping kit attached to the last blue sugar icing roses to the cake. is currently on a rampage in the station after drinking 15 bottles of the champagne and some least evil juice, and having attacked the minister from the Church of the Imperial Host with his own cassock. The minister is said to be received a good stuffing and is currently in the infirmary whilst they hunt for the bell. Book and candle he has put aside, bless the union. And breathe.
Taking a break from loading all his worldly goods into storage aboard the Geonosis, Atrus 5060 has been casting his beady eye over covert transmissions and, along with Canon and Distiller, hunting Thargoids with extreme prejudice and just a little bit of luck. We have that report from Atrus 5060.
Evening, truckers! Atrus 5060 reporting in from Canon with the latest in Thargoid intelligence. Last week, the Thargoids attacked LP-102-320 and Pema Patong, both of which Canon Lab 69 and the AXI are happy to report were successfully defended. Galnet recently reported the Eagle Eye system outage caused by UA bombing of Dantic Enterprise, the home of Aegis. Thankfully, the system has come back online, however, it is still recalibrating. As a result of the system outage, Canon pilots have once more scoured the bubble and have thus far only confirmed one target this week. Thargoid ships have been spotted in LHS 283, targeting the system's only station of Canport. There are rumours circulating about the office currently of the second target this week, possibly being G69-11, home to the new faction Fellowship Galactic Expeditionary Force. Aegis has relocated the Acropolis to Socho, potentially to assist in the restoration of the Eagle Eye system, and the Vanguard to G69-11. Your mission this week, truckers, is to defend LHS 283, and if confirmed, G69-11. Good luck out there, commanders. For the mug!
For the mug, indeed. And now we hear from Willie B. Hardigan, our hotbox reporter currently based, and Ninja supplied a story to read that he didn't know and did fantastically, but he's currently based in a particularly hot and moist part of the galaxy.
Sticky, I'd say, too. Good evening, truckers. Popped in from our offices in Van Meenen Star to bring you this, our first update direct from Team Hotbox. More later on the team, but for now, the latest bulletin. In an attempt to recruit new members and dispel Hotbox's pew-pew reputation, Commanders Matty and Rampage have been loitering around the busy corridors, helping old and infirm across busy sections of Hutton Orbital. Both hotly refute claims that kill warrant scanning and demands to select your faction before providing assistance were made. Hotbox currently are looking for new members, particularly for trucking and exploration missions, so please contact Commanders Matty 4458 and Rampage 737 for details if you're interested. Reports from commodity markets across Hutton Space show that there's been a big increase in the cost of DIY appliances and bleach. This is due to a rumour circulating that Commander the Bradigan may be returning from a long-term exploration voyage. The rumour is confirmed and all commanders are advised to have at least some bleach handy in an eyewash bottle. And should you hear a whirring sound, you are advised to adopt the brace position to avoid any unforgettable surprises. Welcome back, Brad. We've missed you. There have been lots of activity in WISE 0855-0714 this week, while Hotbox assists with losing the election against Mother Gaia. Hotbox's Mantis Wing have been seen at Yamazaki Landing providing assistance. Mantis Wing's director, Commander Chaos in the Void, is currently under investigation after allegedly trying to dock his Python into the station's service bay. He denies flying under the influence, but has yet to explain the empty bottles of Centauri Megagin and Lavian Brandley found in his cockpit.
Lose fake Snockers here. Right, with an election to go in, why is it 0855-0714 that we're hoping to lose so that Alvin can drop another problematic asset? Please put some work in from Mother Gaia. Make sure you keep up the positive action elsewhere in Hutton Space apart from Wolf 359. Alvin has put up the big red keep out sign there, so avoid, unless you would like your toothbrush to remind you of Cubicle 3. Oh yes, one more thing. Stop boosting the red systems, will you? They're altogether too excited and need a little sit down in a quiet corner. Alpha Centauri, Wolf 124 and LP245-10. Leave them alone, please. Now, over in Colonia, we're in a boom state, and Alvin's popularity has grown quite nicely in Deriso and EOL Procol Centauri. So, for now, make the most of boom, get rich quick, and get prepared for David Pearson's disease, which seems likely to hit in the next few days. And if you tire of missions from our strongholds and run out of bounties to hand in at both systems, perhaps you could have a go at giving the top four factions in Trakath a helping hand by picking up the odd mission for them. Don't forget that the exploration drops are still welcome in Deriso, but do check in with King Anki before you drop one, just in case, you know. And now, it's over to Norma with the community goal news. Fake Snockers out.
Oh, that was a lot of bongs. Recent reports from the battle system indicate that an ongoing feud between Silver Creative Network and the Battle Free has escalated into violence. Pilots who participate in the conflict will be generously rewarded by their chosen faction. More later.